More news stories now, including problems for families at the start of the school term. But first, the fate of a care worker is decided in court.
A Norwich woman with a history of preying on the elderly has been jailed after breaching an order banning her from entering any sheltered housing complex in Norwich 4 days after it was imposed. Sally Harcourt, 39, had been given the ban and a 20-month suspended sentence after she stole £65 from the purse of a 76-year-old woman and £40 from the wallet of a 79-year-old pensioner with dementia at a Norwich sheltered housing complex. But she breached the ban when she was spotted on a bike at Violet Elving Court sheltered housing complex in the city. Harcourt was jailed for a total of 14 months plus 20 weeks.
A £3 million investment in a disused Norwich office building has transformed it into what developers hope will be the city's newest tech and creative hub. Fuel Studios has opened upstairs in Pottergate's Kiln House, where the job centre occupies ground floor space and is already at capacity, with the potential to transform further space in the future. Among the 20 tenants so far are Lee Nash Creative, Wavelength Films Limited, and Dancing Yak Productions, with recent arrivals J&S Jewellery and the Norfolk Limited. And developers, TCN, hope Fuel Studios can capitalise on the buzz in the Norwich lanes. Toby Bidwell, Chief Operating Officer of TCN, said, "Norwich is emerging as an exciting location for business. The speed with which Fuel Studios has attracted innovative businesses demonstrates that there is a real appetite for collaborative enterprise space in the city. We are pleased to have created a thriving environment for small companies and entrepreneurial startups in particular to connect and engage with like-minded people." Mr. Bidwell said TCN, which already has similar projects in Birmingham, London and Bristol, had been attracted by the high number of skilled graduates coming from Norwich's two universities. "The company is also working with Norwich University of the Arts and its Ideas Factory, which provides incubator space to students looking to establish creative and digital businesses with a view to building stronger links to other companies. It's very important to us to have that intellectual stimulation and rate of retention of postgraduates as support for the tech sector and other areas," added Mr. Bidwell. Over the past 6 months, the building has undergone extensive refurbishment to add workspace and meeting rooms, and TCN estimates the total cost of £3 million, including purchase of the building. But Mr. Bidwell added, "We have a programme of refurbishment over the next 3 years. This is a long-term proposition."
A major retailer's plans for growth in the city centre have been passed. An extra shopping floor will now be added to Primark on Haymarket, while neighbouring shops Wallis and Dorothy Perkins will be rebuilt and taken over by the fashion chain. Heritage watchdog the Norwich Society had previously opposed the bid, calling it insensitive and not fitting with the Norwich City Centre conservation area. Councillor Hugo Malik said it was disappointing not to see two independent stores take over the units. Councillor Simeon Jackson echoed the Norwich Society's comments, but said revamped facades at the shops Haymarket and White Lion Street entrances could be better than was currently on display.
A teenager suffered serious head injuries after being hit by a car in Norwich city centre. He was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital after being involved in a collision with a white Toyota Auris. The incident happened at the junction of Bank Plain and Queen Street, near the pedestrian crossing.
Hundreds of people have signed a petition calling for a city high school to allow parents to buy items of uniform from cheaper suppliers. City of Norwich School has told parents to get their child's clothing, which in some cases has to include the CNS logo, from Birds of Dereham, Marks and Spencers, or the Schoolwear Centre in Norwich, where orders for parents at dozens of schools have been delayed. The school said the changes were supported by the vast majority of parents and ensure all its pupils look very smart. However, some parents have complained that some similar items are on sale at supermarkets for almost a third of the price charged by the recognised suppliers. A spokesman for CNS, which has more than 1,200 pupils, said it had received about 20 complaints or requests for clarification, and no child had been penalised or sent home for uniform reasons. He added, "We make no apologies for wanting our students to be smart and well presented. The Academy's very high standards are reflected in all parts of school life, from exam results to school uniform." There are three suppliers where parents can be provided with the uniform. "We are aware of the difficulties with one of the suppliers and have explained to both students and parents that we will be understanding where uniform orders have been delayed. We are working with students individually where this is the case. We also have a hardship fund for families where there are financial difficulties." He said that the school receives no commission from uniform sales and staff had been trained on how to make appropriate uniform checks.
The City Council has approved a new policy limiting the number of A boards in Norwich. Cabinet members agreed that businesses would be permitted just one per frontage. The policy states that businesses using the signs must have public liability insurance of £5 million and must remove them when closing. Labour councillor Bert Bremner said the advertising boards presented issues for disabled and blind people. Judith Lubbock, Lib Dem, said, "We should have been bold and removed a lot of them. I just think it clutters the street, looks awful and is downright dangerous. We do a disservice to people who have impairments and it makes the city look cluttered. The new policy will be enforced by Mobile Highways officers and any complaints will be investigated by the Street Works team."
Train passengers travelling between Norwich and London are facing an autumn of disruption, with weekend closures of part of the line because of complex improvement work. The line between Shenfield and Liverpool Street will be closed for 8 weekends for work to tackle heat-related speed restrictions and for the new Crossrail service. That will mean passengers have to catch a replacement bus service between those two stations at weekends until November the 6th. Richard Schofield, Network Rail's route managing director for Anglia, said, "This autumn and winter will see some of the biggest and most crucial changes on this route in years, helping improve passenger and freight services for everyone in the region. Our railway upgrade plan is vital in helping deliver the new trains as part of the Crossrail construction project in 2017, and removing a long and painful speed restriction which will no longer delay trains in the heat of summer."
Now to our feature, written by Derek James, about a talented carpenter who makes houses with a real difference. Here is Sarah Lusher to tell us more.